With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has nominated a former deputy surgeon general to be the next director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The top post at the CDC has been a revolving door the past few months as Donald Trump's first nominee withdrew and the second was fired after less than a month on the job. Erica Schwartz is the president's latest nominee. In addition to being a former deputy surgeon general, Schwartz also served as chief medical officer for the U.S. Coast Guard. She holds both medical and law degrees. The Atlanta-based CDC is charged with protecting Americans from preventable health threats. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Near Washington, a murder-suicide involving a former Virginia lieutenant governor and his wife.
Virginia police say that Justin Fairfax, the state's former lieutenant governor, has shot and killed his wife and then fatally shot himself. Fairfax County police say both were found dead at their Northern Virginia home after the couple's teenage son called 911 shortly after midnight. Officers responded to the home in January after Justin Fairfax alleged that his wife had assaulted him. Police say that at some point during the couple's divorce proceedings that Mrs. Fairfax had set up video cameras inside the home. After reviewing those cameras, police concluded that that alleged assault never occurred. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Artemis II astronauts who ignited a lunar renaissance are giving high marks to their moon ship for its performance during reentry, especially the heat shield. They held their first news conference Thursday since returning to Earth. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 115 points, the Nasdaq rose 86, the S&P 500 advanced 18. This is SRN News. Is artificial intelligence good or bad? Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The answer appears to be both, at least according to Christians. A new poll from the Barna Group finds that 66% of believers think that AI is improving their lives. But 57% also think the new technology is a threat. It might seem counterintuitive, but the Barna survey indicates that young people, the ones most likely to embrace AI, are also the ones most likely to believe that it's dangerous. Michael Harrington reporting.
Holocaust survivors from around the world joined thousands of people this week in the March of the Living. It's an annual event held at the site of the Auschwitz concentration camp in memory of the 6 million Jews killed by Nazi Germany during World War II. Some of the 50 survivors taking part came from Israel, despite logistical difficulties caused by airspace restrictions associated with the Iran war. This is SRN News. 6 decades after inventing sports drinks, Gatorade is going in a surprising new direction.
It is no longer focusing on athletes, choosing instead to broaden its reach by catering to non-athletes looking for ways to hydrate. New packaging highlights the specific ways Gatorade's various drinks and powders work and the research behind them. Rivals like Powerade and LMNT have also recently introduced products designed for non-athletes. Sales of sports drink mixes like powders rose nearly 20% for the year ending March 22nd. Rich Thomason reporting.
Taiwan's chip maker TSMC has reported a 58% jump in profit for the January-March quarter, thanks to strong demand driven by the artificial intelligence boom, even as the Iran war drives up costs. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.